Conversations with My Dog. Read by the author, Zig Ziglar.
If you're familiar with me and know my basic outlook on life, you're probably wondering what on earth is Zig going to do with a title like Conversations with My Dog? The answer is simple. I chose this format because it gives me the freedom to move in many different directions. Taffy, our little Welsh Corgi, came to live with us early in 1995, a few months before the death of our oldest daughter, Susan. My daughter Cindy and Julie had collaborated with their mother to bring him into the household through some questionable, though admittedly clever, female strategies. They honestly believed that I would welcome and love him once I saw him. Much to their delight, it took Taffy less than a minute to take control of the entire family, including yours truly. As you can see by his portrait, he is a handsome dog, rich in color, with a heritage that all of us would envy. A personality that wins hearts everywhere, and attitudes that change often enough that anybody is going to like at least one of them. He's a delight to have around, and a marvelous companion for my wife during those times when I'm traveling. He's an extremely personable and entertaining little dog, and has brought us many moments of joy. He also has an awesome sense of humor. Simple example. My wife, Jean, whom I affectionately refer to as the redhead when I'm talking about her and sugar baby when I'm talking to her, often tells him that he is a handsome dog. It didn't take much to convince him that she was right. Never will I forget the day when I walked down the stairs and noticed that Taffy was lying on the sofa. The redhead keeps a sheet over it to get